This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In just over an hour and a half comes the government's count of people who had and did not have jobs last month. One thing you can say about the last few months with the labor market, at least job growth has been steady, but it has not been spectacular. 175,000 or so new jobs a month. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now on what it's like to be without work for 6 months or more and what it's like to go back.
Chip Cosbeth is 46. I met him at his doctor's office after a checkup covered by his new employer's health insurance.
Which is really good.
Cosbeth is a mental health counselor. Until last year, he worked with criminals at the Oregon State Penitentiary.
They're in the midst of psychosis, in the midst of behavioral problems, and it's a prison, so you've got to have everyone remain safe. It was incredibly stressful.
He left that job last fall for a different kind of stress, sitting at home, anxious and depressed, sending out resumes for 8 straight months. Finally, he landed a job at an agency serving low-income patients. He took a $10,000 pay cut and started in July.
I love the job, and being able to just come in and feel competent and feel capable, it's a wonderful thing.
Economist Gary Burtless at the Brookings Institution says the long-term unemployed are least likely to get a shot at any job opening.
Because employers are more willing to take a chance on people who've just recently been laid off or just recently have entered the workforce.
And don't have the taint of long-term joblessness sticking to them. There's something else that happens to the long-term unemployed, says psychology professor Don Lynch at Unity College.
A lot of our own personal identity is tied up in our work. When that's lost, it takes part of us away, and then coming back can be pretty intimidating.
Professor Lynch calls it a kind of post-traumatic stress disorder. Chip Cosbeth says he's got plenty of that after his bout with unemployment.
I still have a lot of lingering anxiety around having a job and doing it well.
What about your bosses? I mean, do you tell them you're appreciative of working again?
Yeah, I think my boss is kind of tired of it. But that's okay. She can keep hearing it. I feel like I have something to offer people.
His effort and enthusiasm just to be working again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.